To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azzadullah, I'm glad to be welcoming you back to another episode of our visiting the blessed shrines of the great companions and the awliya Allah. Now Alhamdulillah Azza Jal, we have come to another shrine. This is the shrine of Al-Imam Shamsul Ulama, he is known as. He's given many titles. One Shamsul Ulama, another Faqihu Misri Al-Awwal, the first fiqih of Misr, the first fiqih of Egypt, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is none other than Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was no ordinary individual. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, he was not a direct companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but he had met many of the tabi'un, those who met the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was born in 93 or 94 AH. Yes, many state 93 AH. And this is the same year that the great Hazrat Malik ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also born. Now why is this important, my dear viewers? We have all heard that there are four great a'immah, the a'immah arba'ah, four great imams of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and inshallah azza jal, we shall be hearing much more about Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu when we go to their blessed shrine. Hazrat Imam Malik ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are four great imams of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, but they were not always four, my dear viewers. There were not always only four schools of thought. Initially there were many more, and from amongst those a'imma, from amongst those great imams, one is Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who also had a school of thought which is that of the Layth's. Now this transferred to the Shafi'is, my dear viewers. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu was also influenced by Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we shall come to learn more about, my dear viewers. But what we must understand is that all of the a'imma, each and every single one of them, they were all great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were all great muhaddisoon. It's mentioned about Hazrat Layth radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he was a hafiz. Now I have just said he was a hafiz. I know nearly everybody is thinking straight away that must mean he had memorized the glorious Quran. Yes, he did memorize the glorious Quran at a very young age, and as soon as I said hafiz, immediately that's what you think of. But in them days, no, this is not what a hafiz was considered, my dear viewers. And you know, in many places it is now a norm. Even in this place, in Egypt, for example, you'd come across a lot of people that, you know, you look at them, you speak to them, you think these people possibly don't know anything, but they have memorized the entire glorious Quran. Sadly, we don't give this importance to the Quran nowadays. The Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which states, "Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamahu," that the best of you is he who learns the glorious Quran and then he also teaches the glorious Quran, my dear viewers. Coming back to Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, yes, he was a hafiz of Quran, which means he had memorized the glorious Quran, but he was much more. Because this term hafiz, when this is given to such people, such great muhaddithun, it doesn't mean they've only memorized the Quran, no. But a hafiz refers to such an individual who has memorized 100,000 ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this, you know, for example, I just mentioned the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu." Subhanallah, it's a very, very short hadith sharif. This doesn't mean I have memorized one hadith sharif, normally viewers. By memorizing a hadith sharif, it means to memorize the wording itself, but as well as the chain of narration. Hazrat Layth radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was considered to be a hafiz. He had memorized so many ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that they've memorized the matan, they've memorized the actual text itself, but as well as the text, they know the chain of transmission. They know how it's reached them. Is that this person heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It was then told by him to another person, to the next person, and they would memorize the entire chain. Like this, 100,000 ahadith sharif, he who memorized that is known as a hafiz. And this individual, my dear viewers, Hazrat Layth radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had memorized so many ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was considered to be a hafiz. Subhanallah, just this itself, Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers, join us, let's go inside and hear a little more about Hazrat Layth radiallahu ta'ala anhu. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
The blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors. Whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors. Whom Allah loves.
Sallu على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, we have come inside, and alhamdulillah azzurrah, this is the masjid of Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this great mujtahid, this great faqih. This is the masjid area. If we were to go a little further, and there we shall also find the shrine of Hazrat Layth Ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as his teacher. Yes, he was buried side by side to one of his own teachers. Now, he did have many teachers, but one went by the name of Yazid ibn Habib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Layth radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried alongside him. Now, Hazrat Layth is great faqih, this great muhaddith. You know, he's known as the Shamsul Ulama, my dear viewers, is known as Imam al-Muhaddithin. These are such great titles which were given to him. And from Egypt itself, you know, we did mention that he was Faqih Misal al-Awwal, meaning he was the first Faqih of Egypt itself. So this, subhanallah, you know, there were not many from Egypt, my dear viewers, but he was really outstanding, undoubtedly, for his time. Hazrat Layth radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about his life, this is something which a lot of people would really love. you know, when you hear about him, Adib, he was, firstly, subhanAllah, he was very tall, he was quite big, he was dark skinned, he was very, very handsome, and he was also very, very rich. Now, when I say rich, I don't mean average rich, I mean very, very wealthy. You know, some people, you would call them a millionaire. You would say that he is a multi-millionaire, Madhavi was. This is how rich he was. And his, you know, it was his father who was very, very rich. It was his father, and this was all passed on to him. His father possessed many lands, many crops, etc. And this was all passed to him. Now, the beautiful thing is, Madhavi was, is that although he was so rich, he said that throughout his entire life, he had never given zakat. He had never paid zakat. Now, a lot of people will be thinking, that's strange. You know, you're praising him so much. You're saying he's a fiqih. You're saying he's, you know, Imam al-Muhaddithin. The Shamsul Ulaman. He's never given zakat. And if he was, zakat is necessary upon specific individuals, those who meet the criteria, those who meet the conditions. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind. Zakat was never obligatory upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give all his wealth away. And similarly, Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was, yes, so, so rich, but those riches would not stay for him, with him a very long time. Immediately he would give it out. It's said about Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he would feed 300 poor people every single day. Yes, my dear viewers, not 3, not 30, but 300 poor people he would feed every single day. And if anybody was to ever ask him, they would never leave empty-handed, my dear viewers. So, you know, this is just his generosity. And we hear about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, undoubtedly, he was a lover and a true follower of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a person who lived, you could say, a very, very enjoyable, a mediocre, it's not even mediocre, he would live quite a luxurious life, you could say, meaning he lived easy. He lived easy. He would eat the best of foods, he would wear the best of clothes, my dear viewers. He would, you know, he's a person who you would say he really enjoyed life. And subhanAllah, there's so many lessons to be learned from his life. Firstly, we spoke about his riches, we spoke about, you know, he is a very, very wealthy person. But zakat was never necessary upon him, was never obligatory upon him. This is because of how much he used to give. So my dear viewers, this is just going on a tangent, that there are many of us out there who have a lot of money. But sadly, that money stays in our pockets, it stays in our banks. When it comes to giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are afraid, or, you know, we give just a little amount. No, my dear viewers, we should give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should give much charity. But another thing to be learned is, in fact, do you know Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his way of life, the way he would live, it was so famous that it reached Hazrat Imam Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This was, you know, Allahu Akbar, it was, remember Hazrat Imam Malik and Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'ad radhiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, they were of approximately the same age. They were both approximately of the same age because they were born in the same year, 93-94 AH. This is when Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was also born. And Hazrat Imam Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that individual who is known as Alimul Madina. From the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scholars state that this hadith sharif in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that people shall hit their animals in order to search, meaning they shall go out in search for a scholar, and they shall not find anybody who is greater than the scholar, than the Alim al-Madina. And the scholars state that this was Imam Malik radhiyallahu anhu, who was mentioned, although indirectly, But in the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so this same Imam Malik, he sends him a letter. He sends Hazrat Ilyas radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ilyas is in Egypt. Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu in Al Madinah Al Munawwara. He sends Hazrat Ilyas radhiallahu ta'ala anhu a letter, and in this letter he states that Balaghani annaka ta'kulu riqaq. He states that news has reached me that you eat good foods, you eat expensive foods, you eat tasty foods, very very good things. Watalbasu riqaq, and you also wear the best of clothes. And he says watamshil aswaq, and you know, you live a joyful life, you are living a very very luxurious, a rich life. This is not the method. This is what he says to Hazrat Ilyas radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he replies to Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he mentions a verse of the Quran. And that verse of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, you say, you tell them that those people, man harrama, those people who make haram, those things which are the zinat Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided with us, those, you know, with adornment, with riches, and from the tayyibat, from the pure things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given of rizq, my dear viewers of the channel, the sustenance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, that those people who make this unlawful, tell them that this is for those people who amanu, that this is for those people who believe. Hazrat Ilyas, what a beautiful reply he gives to Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, and telling Imam Malik that no, in actual fact, these things, yes, you know, these good foods, the sustenance which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, it is halal, and this is for those people who believe. This is what he replied to Hazrat Imam Malik. And my dear viewers of the channel, we've heard of, you know, many people would be thinking, Imam Malik, I thought he himself was also a rich person. Yes, Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, initially, you know, later he did become rich, but initially he was not. Initially he was very, very poor, my dear viewers. He had hardly any money even for himself. Hazrat Ilyas radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he once went to the Hijaz, when he went to perform the Hajj, and he went towards Makkah al-Mukarrama and al-Madinah al-Munawwara, it said that he sat in one of the classes, and he saw Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the clothes which Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas radhiallahu ta'ala anhu was wearing, they were parched, they had rips in them, they had tears in his clothes, And Hazrat Ilyas radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that when he saw that this was the state of Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, then every single year, he would send him 100 dinar. This is a huge amount of money. It is a very, very large sum of money, my dear viewers. Every single year he would send him 100 dinar. Because initially Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, is said that he was so poor that the wood of the roof of his house, he would sometimes have to take that and go and sell it to attain some money, for him to be able to maintain his living costs, my dear viewers. This was how poor he initially was. And later, yes, Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, you can say he was influenced by Hazrat Ilyas ibn Sa'd radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because later, you know, we've all heard as to the cloak Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu would wear, a very, very expensive cloak. And this is when he would teach the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love he possessed for the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would, if somebody was to ask any question at the door, he would immediately answer them. But if they were to ask about a Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would sit them down, he would go perform ablution, he would pray two raka'at, and then he would come and teach them. After putting that beautiful, elegant cloak on, he would then teach them the Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu was also influenced by Hazrat Ilyas ibn Sa'd. And this is the importance of Hazrat Ilyas ibn Sa'd. If you take Hazrat Ilyas ibn Sa'd in comparison to the other Imams, then he was born before majority of them other than Hazrat Imam Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So he was born before Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born in the 150 after Hijri Madavi was. He was born in the same year of Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, 93-94 AH. Hazrat Imam Malik was born in 93 AH. But Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanif, Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit, he was before Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd, he met Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. When he met him, what happened? Let's inshallah azza wa jal move closer to the blessed shrine of Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then inshallah azza wa jal we shall hear more. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines. The blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves.
Many viewers of Mother Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are now in the court of Hazrat Sayyidina Lays ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanAllah, as soon as we came here, immediately one of the, you could say the khuddam al-masajid, one of the those individuals who would look after the masjid, those who clean up in the masjid, etc., one of the khadims Madavi was one of the servants, you can say, he immediately rushed towards us, and firstly he met us, he invited us in. And this is not, I don't think we experienced this in another place. SubhanAllah, yes, they're all welcoming in their own manner, but it was something different here. Really, it felt different. He welcomed us in, he sat us down, and then he rushed off and he came back. When he came back, he came with 4 plates of food. And Allahu Akbar, I'm not the type of person who can just eat anything. By eating anything, I mean that something I'm not aware of, I can't just easily eat it, Madhavi was. It was some sort of Arab food. One of them was quite sweet with the carrots. It was very, very orange. I didn't eat 2 things, Madhavi was. I did eat some butter, and there was also some pepper as well. And subhanAllah, I ate it, alhamdulillah, for barakah. This is what we generally call langar, Madhavi was. And this is barakah from the individual himself, from the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, this is a tradition. This is from the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would regularly say that feed the people. And this is a practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, feeding people. In fact, the first hadith sharif of Al-Madinat al-Munawwara was afshas salam, spread salam, give people salam. And feed people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many a time he has emphasized the importance of feeding individuals. And subhanAllah, we have realized this happens in many places. There we find this. SubhanAllah, it did bring happiness. And mashallah, it was a olden style type of food. I did eat a little bit, subhanAllah, for Baraka Madhivi. I just wish to share my experiences. It was something which was phenomenal, and it's something I quite enjoyed, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. And undoubtedly this is from the sadaqah, this is from the blessings of such a great individual, that whoever comes to him during his lifetime, Madhivi, he was so a sakhi, as you would say. He was so generous. He would never reject anybody. Whatever they asked for, he would give it to them. And even, I'm just thinking how many years Madhavi was. We are currently in the 15th century AH since he was born. And yet, through him, people are being fed. People who have come from wherever they've come, subhanAllah, have come from the United Kingdom, mashallah. Our cameramen have also come, Madhavi was of Madani Shalom. But wherever they've come from, if they come to this blessed place, immediately they are, you know, welcomed in with such gratitude, really, with such joy, with such happiness. They are welcomed and they are also given food to eat. He never rejected anybody, and this was his generosity during his lifetime and even after he has left this world for the eternal abode. Really, it's something I'm quite amazed by. Honestly, I am. I'm really, really amazed by it because I've not seen it anywhere else. And it shows how his, you know, the good actions, how they would have been accepted undoubtedly during his lifetime. And this is a sign that even after he's passed away, hundreds of years later, yet people are benefiting from him. They are given food from him. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Moving aside from the food, MashaAllah, Azzurrah, you know, the blessed life. Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he traveled far and wide in search of knowledge. As I mentioned, he even influenced people like Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu was influenced by him. We said Hazrat Imam Shafi'i, as soon as, and remember, inshallah, we should hear much more about Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu. But Hazrat Imam Shafi'i said, as soon as he did come to Egypt, to Misr, then immediately he came searching for the blessed shrine of Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Says possibly, you know, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu was somewhere around here also one day, and alhamdulillah, I feel fortunate to know that I was in that place where such a great individual was. And immediately he came and did dua. He presented himself in the court of, in a way, his teacher. Yes, my dear viewers, because the Shafi'i mazhab, a lot of the rulings are actually taken from the mazhab, from the school of thought of Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Hazrat Lays radiallahu ta'ala anhu would also travel to the Hijaz, as we mentioned before. He met Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but he also met Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once it said that he was coming towards Imam Malik, and Hazrat Imam Malik was speaking to Imam Azam, Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit, Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanAllah, this is something especially for the Hanfis, for the Ahnaf, you would think, subhanAllah, but alhamdulillah, we are from the Ahnaf. Yes, we respect each and every single one of them. We love Hazrat Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal, really we do. Allahu Akbar, he was such a great individual. We love Hazrat Imam Malik, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i. These people are the coolness to our eyes. These people, we love them more than ourselves, more than our own families. But my dear viewers, we are fortunate to be amongst the followers of Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Really, and we learn this from the story now. Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radhiyallahu anhu, he says, I went to visit Hazrat Imam Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And I saw that Hazrat Imam Malik was speaking to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had left. And Hazrat Lays says, I then went to Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And I saw that Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sweating. And I was amazed, I was shocked. Why? I asked him, why is it you are sweating, especially in this cold, you know? Allahu Akbar, if it was hot, you can understand. But it was really cold, it was a cold day, he said it was windy. And Imam Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sweating. So he asked him, what is the reason for this? Hazrat Imam Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَإِنَّهُ فَقِيهٌ يَا مِصْرِي. He says, "Oh, Misri, are you Egyptian?" Because Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd Radhan, who is an Egyptian. Hazrat Imam Malik says to him, "Are you Egyptian?" He is a faqih, meaning they had such a discussion, my dear viewers. Now remember, these people, they loved each other. Yes, there was a difference of opinion, but they were all mujtahidun. They were all mujtahids in their own right. And they respected each other. There's no harm in having a difference, my dear viewers. And if you have a difference, it doesn't mean you hate another individual. We should love and we should hate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who possess, as long as the aqidah is correct, we love them, my dear viewers. And them, they possess love for each other. They had love for each other. And although they may have had, you know, possibly a heated discussion, but look how Imam Malik radhiyallahu anhu, how he praised Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa. He said, you know, he's no ordinary individual. In fact, it reminds me of another narration is mentioned that once the Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu anhu, he came and sat in one of the, because Hazrat Imam Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would sit in the masjid and he would teach. There would be many people who would come and listen. And Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he once came and he sat, and then later he got up and left. Hazrat Imam Malik said to his own students, "Do you know who that was?" They said, "No, who was that?" Hazrat Imam Malik says, "He is such an individual. If he was to prove to me that this pillar is made of gold, then I would believe it was made of gold." This is how intelligent this individual is. So my dear viewers of the channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, you know, we are blessed to be at the shrine of such great individuals who were amongst the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Imam Lays ibn Sa'd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, undoubtedly he was such a great individual, my dear viewers of Allah. We are very, very fortunate to be at such a place. Inshallah, we shall do dua. But son, subhanAllah, I've just remembered something. Hazrat Imam Lays ibn Sa'd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was known for many things, and amongst those were for the languages he had learnt and the respect he possessed for knowledge. Quick, two things, my dear viewers. Two very, very important things. One was his languages which he learnt. He would not only speak his own, the Coptic language, he would speak Arabic, my dear viewers, but he also learnt Greek and he also learnt Latin. SubhanAllah. And this is from the sunnahs of the companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radhiyallahu anhu was young, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to learn Hebrew and to even learn Syriac, my dear viewers. And he learned these languages within a week or two. This was his brilliance. So we should learn languages, one in order obviously to speak, but also our intention should be to spread the religion of Islam in many different countries and in many different languages. Now the second very, very important lesson we could learn from the life of the many, undoubtedly, but another very, very important one, as Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He would have such great respect for the people of knowledge. He's such a noble and a rich person, yet this is what he's doing. And Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he replies, he says, "I'm not doing it. It has nothing got to do with my wealth or anything. I'm not doing it just for the person himself or anything, no. But I am doing this because I have respect for his knowledge which he possesses, the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the reason why I am giving him such respect, reverence and honor." My dear viewers of Allah, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we will now perform dua in the court of this great saint, this great sheikh, Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
The blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints,
the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints,
the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.